Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is a foursome celebrating on a Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. You can visit careers@mios.com. Our pal Rick Doc Walker is going to join us coming up in 20 minutes as we do our colleague check-in. John Kime, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, at 8:20. But time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need it skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip in a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies to get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, before I get into this, I just want to briefly give a happy birthday to my mother, who celebrated her Pierre Garçon Day yesterday.
Okay. Nice.
You might have to Google that. Yeah. Michael Irvin, Pierre Garçon.
Okay,
you
can
figure it out.
I know that number.
Very, very special birthday for her yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. I was coming back from New York, so I'll meet her for lunch today. I'll enjoy a little time with her, but happy birthday, Mom. Very important.
Very good.
All right. Huge win yesterday, Cakes. I think it's safe to say Commanders are the surprise team of the NFL so far through 4 weeks.
I think that's accurate.
And then I would say the Minnesota. Biggest surprise is Minnesota.
Minnesota's up there, too.
Minnesota's up there. Minnesota's very good.
But, I mean, the Commanders are doing it with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he was the number two overall pick. I mean, he's picked there for a reason.
They don't often come in and play like this. We were spoiled last year.
It's kind of an outlier.
With what C.J. Stroud did. But even C.J., I think, through the first couple weeks,
struggled
a little bit.
Yeah.
He didn't really blossom until the season progressed. But just a huge day. I will say this. I don't want to be negative. I'm going to get it out of the way. The defense, stepped up. They forced a bunch of punts at one point.
Yep.
I think they were 1-for-7 on third downs. Arizona was. But they're still getting gouged on the run. Mm-hmm. No one's talking about it. But if you look at the numbers, they gave up 181 yards on the ground again.
Yep.
And a lot of it, again, is right up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the issue is there. I they've surprised me yesterday. Overall, I give them a great grade for what they did defensively, but they got
to
figure out that's still an issue.
They do need to
that
shore
has not
that
been
up.
They
got to
shore it up. But it's okay if you're only going to allow 14, even if you're giving up a bunch.
Yeah, but if you give up 181, you're going to give up.
I don't think.
But if your offense is going to go out and never punt.
Yeah, but it's not. You know that. This is unsustainable.
I know. I'm just saying, for the last 3 weeks, that's been the blueprint.
Short term, I don't think it's going to hurt them that much because Cleveland, they can't get anything going on the ground. Between Jerome Ford and Deontay Foreman.
Wait until they play us.
Now, they've got Carolina looming. Now, they can run it.
Chuba will be able to do something.
So, it needs to get rectified sooner rather than later.
Just to correct you on C.J. Stroud. He did not struggle early. He had 6 touchdowns, no picks in his first 4 games.
I think they were 2-2.
Record-wise, possibly, but he had quarterback ratings over 100 in 3 of those first four games.
Throw that out. Quarterback rating, throw it out.
Okay. Well, 6 touchdowns, no picks.
All right. Yeah, that's
if you give me QBR, give me the QBR.
I'm
great.
With you.
All right.
Quarterback rating, if Kyler Murray had a better one yesterday than Jaden Daniels, that is a worthless stat.
Of course
worthless.
It is. Yeah. Hmm. Kyler Murray had 1 carry for 3 yards.
They should put that stat on the toilet paper rolls here at Odyssey. You use it for number 2.
But it was just a complete domination offensively, obviously led by Jaden, 26 for 30, 233 yards, a touchdown. He had a 2-point conversion. I think it was to Ertz.
That was to Ertz, yeah. Nice tightrope on the back boundary of the end zone.
How many fourth down plays did they convert yesterday? Just one.
I'd have to
two.
Look it up.
Just the one. I think the one to Harrison.
Dude, they had 449 yards.
Yeah.
They had 449 yards. That last season probably would have taken them two and a half games to get there.
And they got contributions from everyone. It took a while for Terry to get going, but he had a touchdown. He had 7 catches on 10 targets.
He looked so happy. Did you see him jumping up and down off the field?
Oh, yeah. Olamide Zaccheaus Oz. He had close to a career day for himself, 6 catches for 85 yards, 6-for-6 on targets. Noah Brown had a couple big plays. Ertz, a couple catches. I was wondering where McCaffrey was, and then all of a sudden he had a massive play for a huge first down. Brian Robinson 17 caught a few balls. And, of course, we really need to talk about Jerry McNichols and him finding the end zone.
He was awesome.
I mean, he was just unbelievable. He was persistent and did a great job replacing Austin Eckler. After the game, we have some audio. Dan Quinn was obviously excited, and, you know, he didn't give out many game balls, but he gave out one.
Thanks. What's up, Bills? A couple things you said last night, man. You said it's great when you count on others and they count on you. That way, victory is produced by everybody, all right? And that's what tonight was, man. Fast, physical. We said anybody, anywhere, any motherfucking time. Right? So we did what we came to do, all right? So there'll be a number of game balls that will be issuing out, I'm sure, tomorrow. But there's one motherfucker that ain't leaving this city without one. Cliff!
Nice pop.
He dropped about nine F-bombs.
Cliff,
I love it.
When he was booted out the door, he had to, like, escape to Thailand for, like, a month or so to, like, just reset. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember when he left the Cardinals? He's like,
you know
what?
Leave the country.
I need to go just off the grid. I'm going to freaking Thailand where nobody's going to get in touch with me. I'm just going to hang out on a beach for a month, whatever, to reset. And the reset is working well for the Commanders through four games.
Whenever I see Cliff, all I think about is that freaking home he had
that
the draft
pad. Yeah, it's
everybody,
so nice.
It's like unbelievable.
Yeah,
and then he's just such a dreamy looking guy.
Yeah,
you know what? He might not be long for
this
job. Did
he have a Bud Light in his hand during the celebration in the locker room?
Did he?
He had some sort of can. I couldn't tell whether it was like a soda or he grabbed the beer in the locker room. I don't even know if they do beer in the locker rooms.
It looks kind of purple.
Okay. Not sure what it
was. Maybe it's like an energy drink.
Okay. Could be.
People are starting to already worry about losing him as a head coach. He might just be one of those guys that's a coordinator. Maybe he's going to be happy with being a coordinator. I'm looking at his Texas Tech record was a losing record. His as a head coach.
Yeah.
His record with the Cardinals as a head coach, a losing record. He did have one winning season where they got to the playoffs, but overall 28-37. He might just be a silly OC.
Your bit came through again. They're the Cardinals.
They're the Cardinals.
I know. That bit is evergreen, and
that's
I love
all,
it.
That's all I
They're
can think about it. And part of the reason, again, is being underappreciated, the offensive line. There were two massive questions, maybe three. There's the offensive line, the secondary, and everyone was complaining about the receivers, okay? Not having a true number one, not having a true number two.
Only one's been an issue so far. That's the secondary.
Really, the secondary has been the only one that's been an issue, and they held up pretty good yesterday.
Hey, yes, when you're churning as many rushing yards on the ground as the Commanders are, you might not need to have like an all-star cast of wideouts to get the job done. That's what they're showing through four games.
There was also a Dorrance Armstrong sighting.
Good.
Yep.
They paid him a decent amount of money. There should be Dorrance Armstrong sightings.
100%.
Now, I know John got a sack. I think he and Payne had combined for 1.5 sacks, but we still need to see more from those guys. It looked like they're rotating those guys maybe more than they have in years past, right?
Yeah, I noticed,
think they played about 58-60% of the snaps.
I noticed, you know, we've heard that Allen and Payne are getting doubled, but I noticed one time where Connor ripped one for like 25 yards up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It was Mathis and Newton, and they both got doubled.
Mm-hmm.
You could see four offensive linemen put them out in just a huge... You know, I don't know if that's on the linebackers because there was just a huge hole and nobody filled the hole and Connor went for 20-25 yards.
Well, Dan Quinn was at the podium yesterday after he gave out his game ball to Cliff. And one thing he kept highlighting was the defense and how he had been telling them they weren't that far off.
It was an important one. I had told the defense here, you're closer than you think. And it hadn't been the performances that we wanted going into today, but I didn't think we were as far off, and so I thought, you know, knock one out with Ouse to get the recovery. I thought that was big. Felt their pass rush, you know, the guys, the energy, and so nice thing as a coach on games like this. There's clearly things to improve upon. We had some penalties that we wouldn't have liked, but by and large, I thought, you know, seeing defensively, especially on that stop after the interception, I thought, what a great example of, you know, having, you know, one other's back, you know, from the offense after the first score to go down and score, and then defensively after the interception to go do the same. So that was really cool for me to see.
I mean, I really thought, you know, he highlighted it multiple times during the presser, that the way they did respond after Jaden's interception, the quick three and out, get the ball right back.
Yep.
I mean, What a response.
It's a nice answer by them.
And then for the Commanders, for the Skins to score after the Cardinals just kind of methodically went down the field on that first drive. That kind of settled and calmed my nerves as a fan. I'm like, okay, we're still on this heater offensively.
Kind of thought it was going to be a shootout based on that first drive.
We're like, we're still good. We're good. We got this. And then I couldn't believe.
Arizona was a totally different team.
I couldn't believe that. They kept punting. Now, listen.
Four punts.
I would have probably been the same. There was one where it was fourth and one. It was a little dicey, but I guess they were in their own territory, so he decided to punt. But in today's era, I was shocked at all the punting that we were able to force. Well, I thought they might have gone for more.
Hopefully that continues against the Browns, who, by the way, average 16.5 points per game. Mm-hmm. Not even 17 points per game.
246 yards per game.
They've been awful.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's an offensive head coach.
Jakes, unpredictable league. Unpredictable league.
Understood.
But everything on paper says.
But if the Browns come in and put up like 350 and score like 24 or 26 points, then
would be
we're
going to
be asking questions about the defense again.
Yeah.
Hey, hopefully
Draft,
that doesn't happen.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on this 3-1 start.
Why mine?
Because you always disrespect my guys, and you thought this would be another 3 or 4 win season.
No, I didn't say 3 wins. I think I said 5 or 6 wins. But, very impressed, obviously. I mean, Jaden's playing great. The offensive line, I think,
Are you willing to say that Jaden's the real deal, or is it too early?
I mean, he looks very good.
He'll always claim him. He's a Sun Devil.
No. I disclaim him because he left.
He transferred.
He's dead to you?
He went for the money.
You can't transfer out of ASU and expect still to be my guy.
Hey, you can still claim ownership.
He's playing fantastic. I mean, you want to call him bus proof or whatever you were teasing
us with?
Can't miss. I'm not really ready to say that, but... If he shreds some of these good defenses coming up, then we'll talk.
I don't know.
Can't
if
bust.
I don't know if he's going to shred any defenses. I just know he's the real deal. He's got all the tools.
Oh, here's what he's going to do. He's going to pass for like 210, 220 yards, rush for about 45 or 50, and then B-Rob's going to rush for like 80 to 100. That's the game
plan.
And he'll
probably have a touchdown passing and a touchdown rushing.
That seems like a good blueprint. It's working out pretty well so far.
It kind of seems like that's what he's going to do. And you know what? He might even have it. He hadn't even had like a day where he has like three, like a Sam Darnold day.
No.
Right.
He'll have one of those at some point.
All right, let's go to Chris in Brandywine. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's up?
What's up, Chris?
My call. I just had a call and let you guys know the best thing about these wins right now. Mm-hmm. If you watched last week, the Arizona media, beat reporters, the guys that are out there talking about the team, they just totally dismissed us. Totally thought this is an automatic win. And then to come back afterwards and watch their faces and how dejected they were, put that into my veins. We've been feeling that way for 20 plus years. To finally have that ability to see other teams feel that way, and we're on a revenge tour, I love it.
Absolutely
love it.
Buckle up, though, because now the roles are reversed this week. We're going to be the big favorites. We're going to be expected to put the beat down on the Browns. And if they pull off, an NFL upset, which happens all the time, we're going to feel pretty bad this time next week.
We need to find our survivor pick for next week. And it's very early for that. We survived.
We did survive.
The second pool that we're in.
I'm glad we didn't take the Jets.
I'm glad we didn't listen to JP and take the Steelers. Would have been bounced after a week.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a big fave on the board?
I haven't even looked at it yet.
Yeah.
It's just in the back of my brain. It's a seed.
There's a part of me that wants to say my boy.
Okay.
But I didn't want to put all my eggs in that.
We'll look at the board. We'll discuss. We'll argue.
What is the early line on
3.5.
3.5.
They're not huge favorites. They probably should be. What do they think? Is Myles Garrett just going to, dominate the game? Maybe. I'm scared of this game. I can't remember the last time we've been like.
When are you not scared of a game? You're scared before like every game.
Hey, what happened to you? We got to stop hyping up the opponent. That's all we do around here. Hype up the opponent.
It has nothing to do with that.
He likes being the underdog.
Myles Garrett is on one leg right now.
Where's the Browns bit?
They are the Browns.
Right.
But it's just I haven't been a favorite in so long.
Right.
Not used to it.
I understand.
I don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, it's foreign territory.
I just don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
It believe me, I don't think the Browns are any good.
Hey, let me say this.
I'm not going to hype them up.
This week's Survivor is going to be difficult.
Well, you know what? It's okay. We'll find it. We'll land on the right pick.
Man, you're very positive.
Yeah, I got some swagger. We're 1-0, baby.
Hey, let's go. It is a Victory Monday on The Fan presented by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up next, it's our colleague check-in. We'll talk to our pal Rick Doc Walker here on The Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios. A 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. All right, Mondays after Sundays, we have our colleague check-in. Today, we chat with our guy, Rick Doc Walker, host on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. What's up, Doc?
Fellas, you know what time it is.
Doc, what's up?
I heard you doing some post-game. What was the vibe from the listeners and callers?
Well, guys, as you well know, I have the toughest job in America. And when you do cleanup with the burgundy and gold. But the past couple of weeks, man, it's been awesome because it reminds me back to 81. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing right now is the beginning of something that could be really special as long as they stay focused. And it's boring, and I know a lot of people, a lot of the listeners are cringing, but it's Fab Five, the Big Uglies, the Goon Squad. It's interior play. We beat people because we beat them ribs up. We break ribs. And yeah. So if you punish your opponent, and again, it's the Cardinals, and we did what we're supposed to do, but it's been so long that we fail so often that it's exciting to see these young guys come in and Kingsbury to come back and really put the exclamation mark on his departure. I thought he was awesome.
Hey, Doc, you know what's not boring? 30.2 points per game through the first 4 weeks. That is not boring, my friend. I don't care if it's all rushing, all passing. If you're putting up over 30 points per game,
it's tough to lose.
You're just saying, our fan base, a lot of them they've broken down.
Yeah.
And they have succumbed to all this garbage. Winning sometimes is boring. But when you get that quarterback, and we got a guy now, who's not an egomaniac. He's actually trying to become a world champion. And you can see it. And you guys have illustrated it brilliantly. So now what we got to do is just keep protecting, stay hungry, and just keep putting our pedal to the metal because we're just at the tip of this thing, man. This could be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And just looking at some of the numbers yesterday, the biggest one which jumps out at me is 449 yards. When your team puts up 449 yards, it's incredible. They had 29 first downs in the game. You're talking about passing and running balance, 216 yards rushing, 233 yards passing. Jaden Daniels with only 4 incompletions on 30 pass attempts. Cakes brought up the yards per pass, 7.8 yards per pass. I mean, just incredible offensive numbers. I think we're trying to get Doc back on a different line.
Is he back?
Doc, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I hear myself.
You're good.
I've got a lot of revive going on.
What do you think about the offensive line? Because they were...
Love it.
You know, that was one of the units that we kind of questioned based on last year. But they added a couple guys. They obviously drafted Coleman. And so we didn't really know much about the chemistry of these new guys. But, man, the last couple weeks, they've been really good.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Lucas. He's a guy who's never started.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't give up on himself. Coleman is developing. He's coming. And our interior is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I'm here.
Are you still getting reverb or no?
Doc? Yeah, it's a little bit competitive, but this is where experience comes in.
Okay, all right. I know you can handle it. All right, question.
Oh, yeah, I'm built for this. Chaos.
What has impressed you most about Jaden? For me, it's just his poise and his sort of humility.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it. You know how it's amazing because I was in Houston on the sideline in 2012, and I remember watching Robert, and you know, we all went through that, and it was like a whirlwind. It was a tsunami, but it wasn't sustainable because mentally you got to be built the right way. This kid has that. Beg your pardon? Yeah, a little bit.
somebody talking to him in his back. You want to just, hey, why don't you just call him? Why don't we just call him? All right, yeah. We're going to call you, Doc.
Yeah, you're going to reacquire Doc Walker.
So Doc's
on
hearing
line.
Reverb, and if you don't know what that means, it means he's hearing himself.
It's
like echo.
It's very
delay.
Tilting.
It's
tilting a delay. When it
happens. Just get him on the cell.
Yeah. We'll just call him and get his feedback. I want to also ask him.
I think that's a good analogy because the numbers, if you look at it, between RG3, at least through four games, somewhat favorable actually to RG3 over Jaden Daniels, but it was a different vibe. Like,
oh, totally different vibe.
It was tsunami all versus just expected.
Yeah. Hey, mm-hmm. Doc, this is better.
Yep.
This is better.
You guys threw the kitchen sink and that was a blitz.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
It's all good, man. You persevere, Doc. It's what you do.
So,
hey, man, I'll never let you guys down, man.
Hey, no. Dude, he's used to working with Linnell. He can get through it.
Yeah, you can. What
and the rooster. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's true. Very good point.
I got so many comments. The offensive line, as we touched on, they've been unbelievable. Jaden's been unbelievable. How about McNichols stepping in for Eckler and just that overall running attack that we've got every week now?
Well, you know, that's a great point. I think Eckler, for a lot of people that don't follow AFC and don't follow West Coast,
mm-hmm.
he's the best player on the team, in my opinion. He is unbelievable. I mean, we get a nitwit call on a return, or he would have come out of the block with 99 yards and a return. Mm-hmm. Every time he touches the ball, he is a threat to score. He's more dangerous than Daniel, which is amazing to me. And to be able to come in and plug and play, it shows you Anthony Lynn. We have so many studs on the staff. And you have to remember, when you get this many people that have been in charge before, it shows off. You have a much better staff. You had the Walking Dead a year ago. Now we got life
mm-hmm.
on that sidelines, and yeah. we got a good staff, and you got players, and now they're hungry. When you get a taste of this, we lost our first five with Joe. When you start winning and you come back, I guarantee you that airport was packed last night. Wait until these kids are here. They were gone last week.
Right.
People are going to be all over them. I mean, we got video from Arizona. I posted some of these lunatics, canines that were there. They traveled from California, and they sent me video. It reminded me of the way it was, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of that interior play. Because Dorrance Armstrong, we were dying for somebody to step up front. And the big boys gave you more pressure, and we got results. Luvu, you can see guys' chin. They've been coming at it, but now they've got their landing punches. And again, it'll just get better because it's intoxicating.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start getting the support and you feel good about yourself and our fan base, which is nuts, it's going to eat these guys alive, man. It's going to be like being down at Tech and Sandman's playing.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this thing is going to catch fire.
And, Doc, getting back to the running game for just a second, what a hard-working grinder, kind of under-the-radar just performance in the first quarter so far by Brian Robinson. He's top 10 in carries. He's top 10 in the league in yards. He's tied for 7th with rushing touchdowns. He chips in the receiving game. I mean, he's upped his average per carry from 4.1 last year to 4.7. I mean, he's kind of an unsung hero on that offense.
And he runs violently. He yeah. runs like a guy like Joe Witt Jr., the way he describes things. This guy lives it. He proves it. And he is the best is yet to come. I'm still waiting for him to get 25 carries.
Mm.
I'm still waiting for us to just murder somebody at the line of scrimmage and just keep going. I'm not going to be content until I see him get 25.
Hmm.
And that we just, you know, just pulverize people. Because the guys we have up front are built for this stuff. And the tight ends, and you guys mentioned it earlier, and God bless you for doing that, our receivers block.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they got rid of people here. Everybody's got a block in order for us to win. And when you get a place kicker, we went from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now we score every time we're in the zone. That propels you. Hell, Mark was the MVP on our team. People don't realize that. I told Mosley the other day when I saw him, I said, Slim, that means we failed and you bailed us out.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that guy comes on the field as an offensive player, that means we failed. And he bails you out. And it gives you life. And so we ought to really be encouraged by what's going on now and no major injuries. It's exciting, and we deserve it.
All right, let me give you the cautionary red flag, the thing that's been bugging me. And I'll be honest, I was stunned yesterday that we were able to stop them as often as we were. I thought Kyler looked out of sorts. I think an underreported story is Cliff dialed up some, you know, he talked to the defensive staff, obviously, and gave him some things maybe that Kyler wasn't comfortable with because nobody knows him better than Cliff. But we are getting gouged up the gut, and it's continuing. We gave up 181 on the ground yesterday, and I know it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We won by 30, whatever, but it kind of does matter. And
it does matter.
This is an issue, and it doesn't seem to be resolved yet. And I think I'm getting to the point, Doc, where I can count on this offense. I still can't count on this defense. I'm still not a believer.
Well, and there's no reason for you to at this point, but understand, Bobby Wagner had his best ball game. That quick twitch, it was there. And our D-line, that they didn't show maybe the results, but they got pressure. Mm-hmm. They were active. And the ends had been dormant. Mm-hmm. And you got some results. Trust me on this. Now, you also going against a guy who's probably more dangerous than Jaden. You're going against a guy who might have his second biggest threat with his legs in the world. So I'm pleased with what we did. We can get better, and we'll have to. But there were some guys on the defensive side that, believe me, I was like, oh, okay. And don't forget, the best player you have over there is still coming off a foot injury. And he hadn't had a setback. And that's really important. Don't sleep on the fact that you don't win the Big Ten Player of the Year. This kid, and a lot of people say, why didn't we get an offensive lineman? Because this dude's a freak. And he was available. And believe me, we'll be talking about him in volume once he heals. And he hadn't had a setback. Because this dude has some Aaron Donald-like qualities. Mm. Once the game slows down for him and he picks this up, we'll come back and we'll talk about this. And it'll probably be over a cold, frosty beverage.
Doc, you know, it's early. We're only four games in. Long way to go. But just kind of based off of the start, looking at the rest of the division, you know, Dallas has struggled this year. Philadelphia, I mean,
I can't do it.
They've got you can't do what?
I can't do it. I can't go where you're going.
I'm just asking you. Look, that's just the callers are all over it.
I'm so focused right now on I'm a nervous wreck because Cleveland, people will start thinking that we're better than somebody.
All right.
And I want to stay right where I'm at in this tunnel.
I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to handle this success.
Yeah, I just want to be right here until we devour the Browns at home in front of the home crowd, give them a little bit of this of what they witnessed, and just stay focused because I know where you want to go, and I'd like to go there too, but every time we do it, we end up getting our heads chopped off. I just want to just stay in the moment, and let's see if this is real because you pointed it out. We got a lot of work to do defensively. We got a lot of work to do offensively.
Mm-hmm.
We can be better than they showed yesterday. That's the frightening part.
Hmm. What are defenses going to do? I can't imagine they do much more than what Bowles did in week one. What are defenses going to do to try to slow down Jaden?
Depends on who you have on your team. See, you judge pro football teams based on their front office and making decisions. If you overpay people, you'll end up with a big payroll and a bad record. I love paying people, but you got to get – what do we get out of it? You got to get the results. Otherwise, you failed. And we failed all over the board. It was the worst organization in the league. Worst coaches, worst ownership, worst everything. So to be where we are now, based on how bad it was, is amazing to me. People just don't realize how bad it was. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, I don't think the average person realizes what a wreck situation this was. That's why you have 30 new players, the most of the league, for a reason, because it was garbage. Because you had these lunatics running the program. So what they've done right now is short of a miracle. And that's why if they stay in the moment and stay hungry and humble, this could be one of those stories that we talk about forever.
Mm. It's been fun so far.
It'll be like 2-12.
Oh,
Let's hope. Well, but that was a fun year. But hopefully this is a lot more sustainable.
Yeah, a year. Mm-hmm. A year.
Yes.
A year. It should have been a decade.
Yeah, we need. Right. That's what we need now.
I'm banking on a decade
now. Continuity.
I don't have that many decades left.
Yes, you do. You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself every show.
All right, Doc.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man. You guys keep kicking ass.
All right. Thank
thanks,
you,
Doc.
You too, buddy. Thanks
for Rick Doc Walker on a victory
I know he doesn't
Monday.
Want to talk about it, about the winning the division. Because the division's not daunting like it usually is. But he's thinking about it. I know he doesn't want to talk about it, but he's thinking about it.
It's in the back of
his mind. We can get into it more next as we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back on a Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. You gave your mom a birthday shout-out. This isn't necessarily a birthday shout-out, but I had a pretty cool moment on Friday. So Quince Orchard football played Churchill, and my son was doing play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest, who's 7, was a junior prom.
Oh,
so Dylan,
cool.
And it was, I don't know if you call them sellouts, mm-hmm. but the Cougar Dome was rocking.
Yeah.
They won 28-0, and the play-by-play booth, see, the offense coordinator uses the main booth. Mm-hmm. So they actually have like a booth set up on the track.
Mm-hmm.
So he was off there, and Isabella thought it was cool, and then she was on there at halftime. But the cool moment was the games are broadcast on something called Mixer, I believe it is, and I put it on my phone, and then when we left after halftime, I put it on right when Dylan did a touchdown call, and he was all fired up doing a touchdown call and put them up 21-0, and just looking in my rearview mirror at Isabella smiling, her and her brother. To her, it was on the radio. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure only like 20 people check out Mixer during the games, but it was a pretty cool moment.
Very
on
good.
Friday night.
Very nice. Cool. So nice family still, bonding.
Does he still want to... Because he had shied away from broadcasting.
Yeah, he's still doing it with the school. I don't know that he wants to do it down the road. He's actually at Syracuse right now visiting the School of Sports Management, the David Falk School of Sports Management.
Very nice. Look at that.
Excellent.
Look at that connection.
So, yeah, we've got a little bit of a
connections are good. It's good to know people.
It's a nice
but it was
end.
Cool. QO mm-hmm. got the win, 28-0.
Nice.
They're a bit of a high school juggernaut.
Mm-hmm, juggernaut.
This is the public schools.
Yeah, they're the commanders of public school.
Yeah, apparently so.
Doc Walker didn't want to answer the question, but Jason asked a question. I put it up as our Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Right now, the Commanders are 3-1 atop the NFC East. Are they now the division favorite over Philly, Dallas, and the New York Giants? You can vote at Junks Radio. Put that up.
I don't want to get carried away, but I have to. I have to do what I do and look at the schedule. And it changes week to week.
Sure.
And if they had, you know, after that loss, the Bucks, and you're thinking, oh, man, we're going to be favored anywhere. I actually think we're going to be favored if things stay the way they are right now. We're going to be favored for the next 5 games.
Possible.
We'll be favored against the Browns. We'll be dogs against the Ravens. We'll be favored against the Panthers. We'll be favored against the Bears. We should be favored against the Giants.
Yeah.
If we do what we're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
they keep playing like this 100%.
They got a real shot at being 7-2.
By the way, also,
that would be amazing.
You mentioned
that would
the Ravens.
That would be shocking.
Be ready for that game potentially to be flexed into the Sunday night window.
Yep.
Because you can
flex. They can do that early?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Yes. Flex scheduling in effect during weeks 5 through 18 for Sunday night football.
That could be a Titanic matchup.
That could be. Might be staying up late that night.
And we'll get to the Ravens here in seconds as we get to the Junkies Blitz brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
Love.
You know what? Let's start with that. On Mondays, I like to do, what did we learn? We learned Derrick Henry is still in his prime.
Mm. He's a cyborg.
I can't believe Tennessee just decided.
He's still at the peak of his powers. The Ravens crushed the Bills 35-10. Derrick Henry ripped off a long one to start the game. Finished with 199 yards rushing on 24 carries on the year. And the Cowboys apparently weren't interested.
Yeah.
They were a team that a lot of people rumored Henry.
Yeah, we can't afford him.
He's
too
so
expensive.
Stupid. He's so dumb.
But on the year, 80 carries, 480 yards.
Yeah.
He's got 5 touchdowns.
How many yards, you say?
480.
Wow.
5 touchdowns. He's averaging 6 yards per carry.
I mean, he had 199 rushing yards the last night, and he caught a receiving touchdown, too.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson was damn good yesterday, too.
Yeah.
But I think the main storyline there is Derrick Henry, difference maker
Lamar
still.
Lamar throws for two and runs for one.
Yep.
And tacks on 54 more yards rushing.
Man, 271 yards to 81 on the ground.
I think we learned that the Eagles aren't right. Now, they have a lot of injuries.
Oh, that's the big difference,
but
yeah.
You take the end of last season and you take the beginning of this season. Jalen Hurts is turning over the ball a lot.
Every single week.
I looked at last season. Now, last season he had 38 total touchdowns, but he had 15 interceptions and 6 fumbles. This year he's already got 4 interceptions, 2 fumbles. He's got a turnover issue.
Yep.
Jason mentioned this before. He gets sacked a lot, holds on the ball a lot.
6 times
yesterday. I want to see what they look like with a week of rest. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith probably come back in week 6 because they have a bye next week. I want to see what he looks like with a full complement of weapons.
Because
like
he hasn't had it yet.
It's hard to judge him when he's down his number 2 and number 1 wideout.
No, that's true. But the last, all right, so you factor that in for this year.
Yeah.
4 games this year, and then the last 6 weeks of last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, the last 10 games have been really bad for him. Now, he was banged up last year, so a little bit of an excuse for him. But this year, he's taken a lot of sacks, doesn't have a lot of guys to throw to. He's got Barkley.
He has Jahan Dotson.
Am I offensively reading this correctly? Does Dotson have 5 catches?
Yeah, he's a complete afterthought.
He has 25 yards receiving.
That's with the number 1 and number 2 wideouts gone.
Unbelievable. He'd be 25 yards.
Yeah,
they threw to Saquon and they threw to Goddard yesterday.
We learned that the Vikings are legit. They're now 4-0. Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
3 more touchdown passes.
It's looking pretty solid.
Yeah, what was the prediction?
I said I think he's going to throw for like 28 touchdowns and like 4,000 yards. He may not get the yardage because he's remarkably efficient. Like, he's putting up those numbers by not throwing for a ton of yards. And the Vikings were lucky to win that game because they sprinted out to a 28-0 lead.
Yep.
And then Jordan Love erupted in the second half.
Yes.
Yep.
And threw for 4 touchdowns. Now, he also threw 3 picks.
Right.
So that Vikings team is surprising a lot of people. And the Sam Darnold story is one of the better stories in the league.
I think we learned that the Chiefs.
And then Jordan Addison. He had an ankle injury for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. He comes back, and he was awesome. Mm-hmm. He scored twice.
I think we learned that the Chiefs need wide receivers.
Well,
Rashee Rice goes down, tears his ACL.
He's going to be out for the
year. They lost Hollywood Brown, right? Who else am I missing? They missed another one of their receivers who was expected to be there. Now, they got by last year, and Travis Kelce had a good game in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes throwing a lot of picks.
He did find Xavier Worthy on a long touchdown. And that guy, as a first-round pick, he's going to have an expanded role now going forward with the Rice sideline.
Yep.
Like,
well, finally, Kelce was finally targeted a bunch. And he still doesn't look like the Travis Kelce of old, but they're going to throw to him a bunch.
Yep.
Joe Flacco can still ball.
And, oh, by the way, Herbert, his ankle's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he might have to sit out.
Joe Flacco filled in for Anthony Richardson and kind of did what he did last year. Came in and he just starts slinging it, throwing touchdown passes.
It's kind of the year of the reclamation old quarterback. With Darnold's not that old, but he's been on a bunch of teams. Flacco, you look at what Andy Dalton is doing in Carolina. Like, these guys still have something left in the tank.
Flacco throws 2 touchdown passes. They knock off the Steelers, hand the Steelers their first loss. Justin Fields actually had a big game.
Mostly
ran for 2
half.
Touchdowns, threw for over 300 yards. I don't think there's even any talk of Russell Wilson getting in.
There's less than zero talk of Russ coming back. None.
No, you can't. But that's a big win for the Colts, and then we'll see how long Richardson's out, but didn't look good.
What is the injury?
It's a hip.
I mean, if I'm Shane Steichen, I'm at least going to give some long, hard thought to starting Flacco.
They're better with Flacco.
I'm going to think about it.
Yeah.
They're better with Flacco.
Kind of what the Carolina Panthers did.
Yep.
49ers are fine, Jason Bishop. A lot of injuries. They beat up on New England. I know New England's a bottom feeder, 30-13. But Jordan Mason had another big game.
Yep.
123 yards rushing. And who leads the NFL in passing yards?
His name is Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Are you guys finally sold on him yet? Again, that's another one. My elite talent that I saw right away.
My Trey Lance shares
the real deal.
Trey Lance shares at an all-time low.
Jason, he's the real deal.
Well, he was good yesterday. He did throw a pick, but he's got really, he's got not many weapons to throw to because his receivers either are banged up or they're not getting open. Because Brandon Ayuk has been a huge bust. That's what happens when you worry about your contract and you don't have a full 100% training camp. But they had to beat the Patriots.
He's still getting it done, though.
Yeah.
Last thing I wanted to mention with the other rookie quarterbacks. Caleb seems to be improving. They won. Now, he didn't do anything spectacular. A touchdown pass. He could have had a second touchdown pass. The Keenan Allen was pulled down by a receiver. It was pass interference, and they handed it off. All right. But Bo Nix, as Cakes called him, Bo Picks, 1930 picks, and he got a win yesterday.
They won.
Did you see his halftime line?
He had -7 passing yards at the half.
He did.
I think he had like 15 attempts, too.
Correct.
And he had -7 yards. Mm. And then he finished the game, all right? He was on fire in the second half. He finished the game on 25 pass attempts.
Yeah.
With 60 passing yards.
Ring the shame bell right in front of the Jets' faces all day long for losing to the terrible Denver Broncos. That's an awful loss by them.
I agree.
Awful
60 loss. Passing yards, Cakes, on 25 pass attempts.
Just gross. Aaron Rodgers should be embarrassed.
Well, he looked washed up. He looked terrible.
He had issues with both of his legs by the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. He was getting pummeled. Sacked 5 times.
That Denver defense is legit. Patrick Surtain is the best corner in the league. If he faces off against your number one wide receiver,
he's not
your
doing
number
anything.
One wide receiver turns into Jahan Dotson every game.
Our football talk on the fan presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines again on a Victory Monday, 800-636-1067. Let's get into the question which Jason asked to Doc Walker. Doc didn't want to answer it. Is this team the division favorite? Are they a playoff contender? Are they for real? 3-1 atop the NFC East. Your call's next at 800-636-1067.